ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. I was listening to one of the lectures of my Guru Maharaj, and something I wanted to share with everyone, that how we should be taking the blessings of senior Vaishnavas or pure devotees of the Lord. And recently we have done our etiquette course where we were going in different angles about how we should be respecting our senior devotees. Blessings from the Vaishnavas or the pure devotees of the Lord are coming directly from Krishna. Because they are getting everything from Krishna, they're just passing down to us. There's nothing that they're creating on their own. And when pure devotees of the Lord give blessings to us, how we should be taking them is very important. And there is an example given in Ramayana when Vishwamitra Muni came to the court of King Dasharath. Dasharath Maharaj, he came down from his throne. He was the king and the emperor, and he had everything at his disposal. And Vishwamitra Muni was a very simple person. He was living under the trees. He didn't have anything except that he had self-realization, which Dasharath Maharaj knew. So as soon as Vishwamitra Muni came, he came down his throne. He gave him a throne to sit down. Then he washed his feet. And then when after washing his feet, then Dasharath Maharaj asked, please give me your blessings to Vishwamitra Muni. Then Vishwamitra Muni said, give me your son Ram. And then that was like a Dasharath Maharaj's heart was shattered to hear, because he was so attached to Lord Ram. He did not care if he was a supreme personality of Godhead or anything. He just knew that he was his son. So after getting the blessings, he was trying to put some arguments to actually get Vishwamitra Muni out of the blessing. So he was posing so many arguments, saying that I can come with you, I can bring my whole army with me, and then you don't have to take Ram. But Vishwamitra Muni, he did not change his mind, because he was getting that instruction directly from Krishna. So he just said, no, I just want Ram. So when we ask for blessings, we always think in our mind that I want something which is beneficial to me in our own agenda, but we never think that the pure devotees of the Lord or the great Vaishnavas actually give what's best for us. Many times it's just on a personal agenda, like bless me so that I can make $1 million or something like that. So he took Lord Ram, and then Vishwamitra Muni took Lord Ram, and he went to the forest, and then he took him after killing demons and everything. Then he took him to Mithila, where he met Janak Maharaj. And as soon as Janak Maharaj saw Vishwamitra Muni again, he treated him with honor, respect. He gave him a throne to sit down, wash his feet, and he said, please give me your blessings. And then Vishwamitra Muni said, show me your gun, like the Shiva bow. And Janak Maharaj actually has been looking for matches for Sita, because when Sita was born out of the land, Narada Muni said that she was none other than goddess of fortune. So Janak Maharaj was thinking that the only suitable husband for Sita Devi could be none other than Vishnu himself. So he was trying, he thought for a while, and then he thought that anyone who can break the Shiva bow is the only one who can be qualified to be husband of Sita Devi. So he tried many times. So many kings came and tried to break the bow, but everyone was unsuccessful. Even Ravana came and tried, but it didn't work. So on one hand, when Janak Maharaj was asked to bring the Shiva bow outside, he was anxious because he was thinking in his mind that if Lord Ram doesn't break this bow, then I should give up my life because I don't think there is anyone else more qualified to break this bow. But he was very anxious as soon as he received that blessing that bring the bow out. He was thinking everything in his mind. Then the bow was brought out, and then Sita Devi was actually sitting in a balcony high up there, and she was watching. And previously, many times when other yodhas or other kings came to break the bow, she saw that they were so proud that either they were good-looking or they had a lot of wealth or power. But when she saw Lord Ram, he was so humble, and she thought that was a true virtue of a person, the humility. She was watching Lord Ram from the roof. But Lord Ram was not even looking at the Shiva bow because he was just there on the instruction of Vishwamitra Muni. Then Vishwamitra Muni told Lord Ram to go to the Shiva bow and then lift it. Lord Ram then went to Vishwamitra Muni and he took his blessings. So by his example, he was showing that even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's taking blessings from another Vaishnava. So we should always be thinking that in our mind that we need blessings for each and everything. Then he went with the blessings of Vishwamitra Muni. He went and he broke the Shiva bow. And then everyone was so happy and relieved. And Sita Devi was so happy that she couldn't even imagine. Then a message was sent to Ayodhya that Lord Rama has broken the bow and the wedding will be soon. Then when Dashrath Maharaj and Kaushalya, they heard this message, they were just thinking that this is exactly what we were longing all these days, that we want to find a suitable bride for Lord Ram. And when Vishwamitra Muni took Lord Ram, we thought like he's taking away Lord Ram, but now he has taken Ram and given us the greatest boon, that is that marriage to Sita Devi. So all their innermost desires were fulfilled. And they were so happy and they just came to Mithila and then they saw the wedding ceremony and everything. So blessings of a Vaishnava may actually, they always come as instructions. And we should be ready to accept those instructions, not just take them with face value, but we should be surrendered to those instructions. And we receive so many instructions from different devotees, from our spiritual master, from Shiksha Guru, and everyone. And instead of taking them as burden or as a difficult service, if we just think them as they're coming down from Krishna and perform our duties in a surrendered mode, then soon we will see that just by following those instructions, all our innermost heart's desires will be fulfilled. So, on this auspicious occasion, let us all pray to Lord Rama to give us strength to follow the instructions of our spiritual master and previous acharyas and all the senior Vaishnavas who are giving us. Thank you very much. Thank you.